Blog Talk Radio.
That is the funniest thing that I've ever experienced in my life. I totally, totally have no idea why my show just started out that so dramatic. I'm almost embarrassed. Hi, it's Tori Tripp with 3B's Overviews. Now that we start on that note. Anyway, what I wanted to do was kind of do a 15-minute segment and talk about my newest project. I'm extremely proud of it. And for those of you that have known me over the last 6 years when you've listened to 3B Soap Reviews, you know how dedicated I have been to soap operas. Well, I'm branching out, people. Accept it. So what I'm doing is I have found these four fantastically beautiful individuals that I have befriended, and they have literally changed my perspective on this business. And, you know, over the past several months that I have known these people, they and I have spent a lot of time together. We have become the best of friends. And every day that I know that I get to see them, I just get so excited because they are some of the most brilliantly talented individuals that I've ever come across in my life. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I'm not being biased. I mean it. So I had this grand idea to approach them and talk to them about beginning a new talk show. And I have done Courtney Tripp TV, and obviously, like I said, I've done 3B Soap Reviews. So I knew that doing something new was pretty risky, but I also didn't know of anyone that was doing what we wanted to do. Now, I know there are internet talk shows. I get that before you jump my case. I understand all of that. But I just haven't seen one like this. And so I sat all four of them down and I said, what do you think? And surprisingly enough, every single one of them were on board. And so we had talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And I said, all right, let's get together. Let's do this. And so we created the 501 Talk. And the 501 Talk is, like I said, YouTube's newest talk show, featuring five brilliantly talented 20-somethings that have an opinion on everything. That's going to be our slogan. And we literally talk about everything. There is nothing, and I mean this on and off camera, we talk about everything. There's nothing that we don't talk about. And that's what we want to bring to the screen. And so we've talked about it. And formulaically, we didn't want to do anything that was dramatic. So politics are out, and we don't want to do that because that's just a touchy subject that we just don't want to touch. So we're talking about things that are obviously going to reach a younger demographic, and we're all right with that. Now, that's no offense to you know, 60-somethings who are jamming out to your Justin Bieber. I get it. So we are going to cover literally everything that's hot in the headlines right now and funny things. I mean, name it. We're going to talk about it, and we want to include you, and we want you to feel as involved as we are in it. And when we got together the other night and we filmed our first commercial, advertisement, trailer, whatever, I was sitting in, you know, we were basically going through this process together of, you know, making it what we wanted it to be. And when everything was said and done and I just kind of stepped back, and, you know, I've been pretty emotional about things in the past, but I just sat there and I said, there's literally something here that I'm so darn proud of that I just don't know if I can contain it. And when I've watched us together as a group, there's just something there that's genuine. And I feel like the 501 Talk is going to bring wonderful things to us as individuals, to us as a group, as best friends. I really do think that it's going to do something for us that none of us can even imagine at all. And so we have started like I said, our own channel on YouTube, and we are, it's currently in production. We're going to be shooting the pilot shortly. We have to have some more meetings and get everything set up, but we are absolutely thrilled about it. And we shot our first trailer. It has been posted, and it is on the 501 Talk, which is on YouTube. You can find us at the 501 Neato Gang on Twitter, and it's just 501 Neato Gang on Twitter, not the. If you put in the, then you're not going to find it. So don't be technical. And we have 501 Neato Gang on Facebook. So we have been working hard and trying to give you entertainment that we think that you deserve. And so I want to kind of talk to you briefly about the people on the show, and they will probably blush each time that I talk about them because I talk with so much love. First and foremost, I'll go ahead and talk about my best friend in the entire world, my business partner. Literally throughout my entire life, I've never been able to find a best friend that I could trust, somebody that I knew was going to stick it out with me. You know, I've had rough relationships with men and everything like that, and she has been there through all of those. And I just decided, you know what, I don't want a husband right now. I want my best friend, I want my business, I want my career, and then when Mr. Right comes along, he'll be there to share all this health, wealth, and happiness. And that is Jenny Howard. She is just my absolute best friend. I just don't even know what I would do without her. And that's it. I don't even want to talk about it because I'll get all emotional and stuff. She's so funny, and she just we compliment each other so well that I thought, why are we not famous? You know, and I know that every best friend does that, but I'm just so excited about sharing this journey with her. I just can't even talk about it. So moving on to Aaron Hannig. He is a character, and Aaron is just, he's the only guy on the show. And that's what's so great about it, because he literally just, it's making me stutter. He is so funny that it blows my freaking mind. And some of the things that he says, I just stand back and I'm like, I could not have come up with anything better than that. And you know those people in life that you meet that will use phrases that are old school, or they're just so grammatically beautifully twisted that you just have to take a minute and go, oh, my God, could not have said that better. That's Aaron. He is just brilliant, and I don't even know how he hasn't been discovered yet, and I can't wait for you to see how freaking funny he is. He is great. And then there's Krista Hancock, and she's pretty familiar with the entertainment world. She does theater, so she's on all the time, and it's great. And I remember when Jenny told me, she said, I can't wait for you to meet Krista. She's just like you. And I went, oh, somebody just like me, that's not good. And I met Krista, and I got to know Krista and her heart and her soul and who she is. And everyone with a story like Krista's, they always turn out to be the most genuinely beautiful people that you can have in your life. And I know what it's like to come from hardships and to come from some pretty tough situations and to be able to twist it into something great. And that's what Krista is. Krista is such a large part of the 501 Talk because she deserves it. And that's something that I can't believe I'm even talking about this. But we've talked about it, about how brilliant she is and how she deserves it so much to be able to do what she loves, to be able to entertain people, and to be able to be center stage the way she's always wanted to be. And that is what I absolutely love about Krista, is because she belongs right in the center. And I'm just so proud to have her on my team. And I can't wait to watch her blossom in this business because, you know, I've learned a lot in this business, and I think that this experience is going to be great for her because it's what she wants. And I just love her to death. And we are so happy to have her that she doesn't even know. And so last but not the very least, we have Olivia Suggs. And I can't wait for you to meet Olivia. And the reason why I say that is because she is one of those people that is just so dry that you almost can't tell when she's kidding. And the funny thing is about Olivia, she tells me she can't tell when I'm kidding about things or when I'm serious. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I feel that way about you. But that's what makes her so dadgum funny and perfect for camera. And she has this way about her that everybody is going to enjoy. And see, I've always jokingly said, I'm that person that some people are just going to love to hate. Some people are just going to love to hate Olivia because they can't figure her out. And that is, I just love it. Those people that are saying, yeah, well, I ran over my neighbor yesterday. And everybody busts out laughing. And she's like, I'm not joking. I did. Why are you laughing? Go check my bumper. I'm for real. I love people like that. And that's Olivia. She's just so dry. And it's a brilliant dry. There are some people that are dry and there's jackasses, but she's not. She's just right at that point of she needs to be on camera. I met her for the first time. I couldn't figure her out. I'm like, is she mean? I can't tell. But when she talks and you get to know her, she's just somebody you go, I can't help it. I just like her. She's just, I could try to hate her, and I can't. You just, there are those people in life, and I'm really, really happy to have somebody like her on board because I relate to Olivia in a lot of ways, and the way she deals with people and everything, and just sometimes I'm like, Olivia, you just handle it, you know? And I like people that have those leadership skills, and Olivia has that, and it's just going to be a great time with her. So, with these four people that I have befriended, we all complement each other in a way that is fluent, and it's my favorite word, brilliant. It's perfection. And I'm just so, so excited to sit down with them and to make this happen for each and every one of them because I love them all so much. And it's a rare thing to be able to find a group of people that they are a balance in your life that creates this melodic way of handling the art of entertainment. And when people go and they have television shows and they start this sort of a thing, they find themselves obviously clashing. And, yeah, we're all pretty headstrong people when we have our opinions, but we balance each other out. And that's what I can't wait for you to see on screen. So the whole point of this was to basically introduce you to the idea. I can't wait for you all to see it. And if you have not seen the trailer yet, you're crazy. You need to go on the 501 Talk page on YouTube. You can find us, like I said, on 501 Neato Gang on Twitter and then 501 Neato Gang on Facebook. And so I just can't wait. And for those of you that have listened to my show before, if you're a soap fan, please come over to YouTube and watch the 501 Talk. It's just as fun. I'm still the same person, and I'm not leaving you. I will never leave soaps, ever. My heart is in soaps, and it'll never leave. Never die. So this coming Sunday, obviously, we'll do 3 week soap reviews. We'll cover Days, Young and the Restless, but I'm going to cover General Hospital because this is my first week of watching it, and it was absolutely extreme and dramatic, and I'm kind of freaked out about it. But I'm going to have to need some of you General Hospital fans to come on and help me out because I've got tons of questions because I don't know what I'm talking about just yet. But I'll get there, and then you'll wish that I hadn't. So I love you guys, and I'll see you Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for coming and listening about the 501 Talk. We're just so excited. See you Sunday.